Welcome to episode 19 of Coffee with Gavin and Jacques.
Hello.
Delay.
I make it shorter, yeah, you know.
Pause for effect. We are, as you can probably hear by the sound of footsteps.
It's a military.
We are marching to 11 books and coffee.
Yes,
sir. We didn't do a podcast last week, did we?
Don't explain it.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
So,
you're
anyway.
Irregular.
Irregular, yeah.
Yes,
like
yes.
Bowel movements.
Oh, bowel movements. Okay. Huh? So, but don't be afraid. We are back.
We are back and we are bad.
Yeah.
Well, not really bad.
No, no, you are bad, perhaps,
bad, yeah.
But no. So. And you have the good, the bad, and what is the name of this Italian
good,
film?
The bad and Western. The ugly, no?
Yes, that's so I'm the good.
I'm the bad, and who's ugly?
We have to choose after
my,
the end.
My ex-wife.
Ah, okay.
Oh, dear.
Don't begin.
I do feel sorry for her, though, because she has such terrible coordination. She was just walking along, whoops, tripped and fell into someone's bed. It could happen to anyone.
All people will know your intimacy. It's strange. So, let's go.
Well, my intimacy is strange.
Yes. So, be closer to hear the door.
Open. Oh, that was a dramatic door opening.
Yes,
okay, it's full of people. Come on in. We're back. And I have my wind cover now. So.
With hair.
Yes.
It's very fun with hair.
Okay, hang on. I need to sit closer so the microphone can hear us.
Ow! So, and now we can say that he's there. He's finally there.
Who's finally there? Ivan?
Finally.
No.
Cafe he's already there. But your book.
No, that just reminds me. Remember, listeners will know from a long time ago that I bought a book about British Leyland, the car manufacturer. Right?
You speak about something else.
I wanted to bring this book to donate it to 11 Books and Coffee.
But you forgot, okay.
No, it's in the office. I left it in my laptop bag.
So you forgot, okay.
Essentially, I forgot, yes, okay.
But it's detail given. We didn't speak about that. We will not speak about what you didn't bring with you.
Okay, that's a good point.
That's something that you bring with you.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
And you have the paper. Take the paper like that. You
okay? Sound
press
effects.
Here.
Are you ready? I'm bringing it out of my bag.
Great. And the
sound effects. There's a sound of thick brown paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to unwrap it, and the table next to us is going to be surprised.
We'll open the paper. And what
ready?
Is it? A sandwich. Yes, it's a sandwich with ham. Ah,
my
no, it's
book.
Not that.
See? Act surprised.
And
you can't see them, but they're surprised.
They were unprepared.
They were unprepared, yeah?
Yes, unprepared. So, okay.
See, the guy at this computer is actually, he's Googling right now, how do I act calm but surprised? So, see, look, chapter 6, guns and ammo. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, what? What a joke, Gavin, guns and ammo.
See, it's got my name on it.
Great. Mm-hmm.
So, I am holding, for those that can't see it, I am holding my book. Thank you. Me. Yeah. It's
you make all.
I just got it from the printer this morning. So, it's... we'll pass it over. It's an apocalyptic disaster adventure novel. It's...
And you have to say something pretty, if not, it will be said, okay?
Yeah, if you don't like it, just lie. So yeah, the book is about two people who are escaping a disaster,
mm-hmm.
But the disaster turns out to be quite different than what they initially expected, and they go through a series of adventures surviving, having fun doing so, and also fearing for their lives, and there's a twist in the last third of the book that you may not expect.
Okay.
So if anyone's interested and wants to read...
You will have it in the better library of... I forgot.
I mean, I could donate one copy to 11 Books and Coffee.
Huh? You think? No, but they it's not a library. They sold. You know?
Yeah. It's. You have questions.
It's a bookshop.
Just through this Express Clutch, this local place.
No one wants.
Yeah.
So.
No one wants it. Thank you.
No one wants it.
I put a barcode on the back, but unfortunately the barcode, if you did put a barcode reader application on your phone, It's just the word farty in a barcode.
No, he asked to Ivan Eleven, but he said never such
he
things.
Not, he doesn't know. He's busy preparing coffee. Hello. And the barcode number on the back, if you turn it upside down, you know when you have a calculator and you type in boobies on a calculator back in school? That's boobies upside down. 8007135.
And no page, so it's good for children.
No they page. Can,
yes, no number of oh, page. Yeah. So it's good.
Okay.
You think about it.
I forgot page numbers.
No, you did. You can say that. You make it. Yes.
It's just a couple. There's a picture. So
first you have to add more naked people in pictures, okay? And also don't forget. No, but it was a good idea, a good concept, to forget the number of page. It could be interesting for children. You know, like that, they will add by themselves.
There's a lot of adult content, not a lot of adult content. I mean, but there's mature content.
Yes.
Content
really?
For mature.
Really?
No, it's not full of porn. Stop it.
What?
It's not a pornographic book. Uh-huh. It's just a normal book.
We already spoke about it.
There is one sex scene, okay?
Okay. So, great.
Because
great.
When I made the sex scene, hi, Eva. When I made the sex scene, you have great timing.
I see. You're continuing where you left off last time.
Yeah. I did have to keep in mind that maybe my mum will read this.
Uh-huh.
So, hi, this is my book.
You
seem unprepared. The name of the book is Unprepared, by the way.
I am very much unprepared. Let me see. It's not that I didn't believe you last time.
So there it is.
I didn't expect it to be in printed form or
Yeah. It's not perfect. This is the first
but it
copy.
Exists.
Friends have already sent one friend's already sent it back, and there are some
Pulitzer,
mistakes.
Yes. The Pulitzer one, yes.
Nothing too critical, but just things that need to tidy up. But I have a paper copy, just as. So I could have something to physically hold in my hands.
Yes. You are very physical, yes. Get in, okay.
Where did you get it printed?
You know, Express Touch. It's just a print and copy shop in Petrjelka. Yeah. It worked out to... I got 5 copies printed. It's about €11 per book.
And you already... This is like the
That's actually just... I know, you're looking at the barcode on the back and thinking, wow, it's got a barcode, it must be ready to sell. But that barcode is actually just the word farty, which I found with an online barcode generator by typing in farty. And that... Remember when you had a calculator at school, you type in boobies? That's...
what?
If you type in a calculator, 800... No, yeah? No, 531-8008, turn it upside down, it makes boobies on a calculator.
But it has to be
that's right. Okay.
A specific digital font.
Yeah. Right. So, anyway.
It looks very, very professional.
Well, that's half the battle won.
Great. But we know that already there's not enough picture inside.
There is one... You see, the one thing the printer screwed up, though, every quotation, they're missing the speech mark at the beginning. Exactly. That's very good.
How long did it take you from the idea to a physical book?
Well, I had the idea for about 4 or 5 years. But
to actually write
the book... It took me 12 days to write the book.
12 days.
Yes, it's incredible.
And then 2 days to tidy it up.
12 days.
265 pages.
And did you have anyone? Has anyone read it? Or
two people have read it so far.
Really? But I mean, before it was printed, or?
Yes, and but I was too impatient, so I got to print it anyway. So this got a handful of limited edition. These will be worth a lot of money one day.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay.
Because these have, they're like, you know, when you get a coin with the same on both sides, double-sided coin. This is basically a paper-sided coin.
Okay. But show the scene that I had to read, Gavin.
The sex scene. You want to read the
sex
scene?
Yes, for sure. If it's not too long, Gavin.
No, it's a normal sex scene. It's only a minute. It works out, I did 5 copies, so it's about €11 per copy. It's not too bad. I need to find him the sex scene. You're not getting enough at home there, Jacques.
But no page is given, so it will be difficult to find it.
No page numbers. No, you have to read it.
So.
Okay, hang on.
Listeners are rating given.
Hang on. I think we're getting close. Wait.
I will read it with a beautiful Belgian accent.
Oh no, this is the next morning.
Oh my god. Are you sure that you wrote yourself?
Okay, there is a lot more to this book than one sex scene. I'm disappointed you've dragged me down to the gutter to your level. But to satisfy your crude desires, I'm going to read the sex scene.
No, I'm sure that it will be... you will read it? No, I will read it.
You want me to read it? Or you're going to read it?
I will read it, but if it's not too long, I give in. Only when there is text and something, okay? So be more precise.
Okay, so from here, they made their way back to the bed, going by touch, in more ways than one.
All of this?
Yeah. Kara, you just read. I'm going to make my coffee and just have a quiet moment with the listeners right now. You're not going to read it, are you?
I will read it. They made their
Can you at least... It's set in America. God. Read it with an American accent.
What is American... That is a bit too difficult. You mean... Okay, so I have to concentrate myself.
You concentrate. I'm going to pour my coffee.
So they made their way back to the bed, going by touch in more ways than one.
Just read it quietly.
Bed,
put me off my coffee.
Landing in a sitting position. Kelly climbed in first, sliding under the covers.
Okay, that's enough. We have children next to us now.
Gavin,
stop.
Gavin followed. No,
Gavin.
David.
There
followed.
There are children.
West
stop.
Finger,
stop.
Typing and kissing your mouse before.
Kissing her mouse?
And kissing her mouth.
Mouth, not mouse. She's got a mouse.
Mouth. Kissing her mouth.
Stop reading the
sex. And kissing
her
mouth.
Child next to us. Stop reading the sex scene.
My god. Oh, I have something. And changing focus to sucking on Kelly's curvaceous and sensitive breasts.
Stop. Whoa. It, my god.
Great.
That made
point.
Me really
good
quite
point.
Uncomfortable.
Something else?
Having you read a sex scene makes me feel really, really uncomfortable.
Kelly was breathing,
yeah.
Rhythmically.
Stop.
Whimpering occasionally.
Stop.
Ringing.
Oh my
and
god. This...
Twitching.
I'm
there,
so sorry.
Why there? She spent.
Never ever work in one of those phone sex hotlines. Hello, my darling. What are you wearing?
I try to make my best. And a bloody scene now.
A what?
A bloody scene.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got through the sex scene. I don't know if anyone's gonna.
Yes. So we are reading the best of the book of Gavin Shoebridge.
Okay, here we go. You've got to find it.
Yes. Oh, but it's the end, Gavin.
No. There's another scene.
Yes, full of blood, violence, and guns, as American people like it. Yes. No?
Yeah, that's a global thing. People like gunfights. We're close. Okay, so...
Okay, there.
Next page. Sorry.
Yes.
Bear with me.
But it's a good quality of paper.
Okay, so... It's nice paper.
Yes, nice. So, rate is given.
So, David heard this and packed the backpack furiously, filling it up to the brim, but knocking over the first backpack, some of its contents filling onto the floor. He scrounged around the floor, stuffing it back in. A voice called out from the direction of the flare. Take it easy, man. I just want to trade. You get the key for the store. You got the key for the store. I want to trade with you. No trading. Stay where you are. If I see you, I'll shoot you. Other than the sound of plastic rustling at the back of the store, there was no sound from the direction of the flare. A few seconds passed before the male voice called out again, clearly desperate. Come on, man, don't be like that. I need food. I'll trade. I'll do anything you want. I'll suck your... I'm not going to read that part. Anything. Stay where the fuck you are, Steve shouted back. Okay, hang on. It's taking forever. We're one page down.
Where is blood again?
I'm getting to it. Hang on. What is that? Look at that. This is. Oh, never mind. Okay.
It's the number of the page, but it's inside.
It's in the middle of the paragraph. Okay. David pulled down hard on the shutter, and it crashed against the ground. Before he could lock it, Steve noticed movement behind a collection of planter boxes, closer than he had seen the man before. Steve aimed at the boxes and pulled the trigger, causing an explosion of sound to echo through every corner of the building. David fumbled with the lock, his ears now ringing from the gunshot. A figure stood up, slowly, from behind the planter boxes, clutching its throat. "I got him," said Steve, the sound of regret in his voice. The man made a gurgling sound and moved a couple of feet to the side of the planter boxes before collapsing. They had to get out of there immediately. Okay, that's
probably... No, you forget the next sentence. You're putting it...
You're putting it in that?
01.
That 01. That's... anyway. That was not the best example of the... There's a better gunshot scene in another place in the book, but...
Why didn't you read it? Because we have to read.
Read the book. Well, I don't know if I'll sell it.
Okay.
Anyone listening, give me some advice. What do I do now? Do I contact a publisher? Do I... obviously I've got to fix up a couple of problems in the book first. But what do I do? What should I do?
Oh, to make a serial in newspaper.
I could. You know, there is a... There's a possibility for... There is room for a sequel. It's not a cliffhanger, but at the end of the book, it could go in another direction.
And it still exists, given in newspapers, such stories like serial that you can read every day? Because it exists before, but I don't know.
Yeah,
if it's
I remember
so
that. They used to have... And every day you'd have another chapter of the book.
But
that's
I
a good idea, because it gets people to read to buy the next chapter, the next book. But if everything's online, where is the incentive?
And given the question is that now, after 12 days that you wrote the book, after 1 week to make it the book, and now you have it, what will you do? What is your next project?
That's a very good question. I have some little things on the side to keep me busy at the moment. I need to create a video where last year I was in New Zealand for Christmas, and we made a big family Christmas video. I recorded a lot of family and good fun, but I still have not made the video yet, and I'm going to be back in New Zealand in 3 weeks for Christmas.
So it's time.
So I should be working on that in the evenings.
Yeah. But it will be only one evening.
What? Do you know how long it takes to make? Well, you do know how long it takes to make videos.
Yes, I know, but you have a lot of experience. And if you are able to write 300 pages in 12 days, you are able to make a video in one night, no?
Not if you want it to be good.
And don't forget, not too long the video given.
I'm not making it for you.
The best video is 30 seconds. Yes, because after, if it's not good after 5 seconds, I will not follow it.
Good, so you won't watch this video. I'm making a video for my family, not for you.
Okay. Oh.
My God.
Don't forget your old friends. You know?
God.
So, it will be... yes, I know. You will make a video for 1.5 or 2 hours. Because the problem in Christmas time... That sometimes you are boring and you're bored.
Yeah.
And what can we do when it's a long evening with a family that you used all the topics? You said, let's see old pictures or the new video of giving 2.5 hours from the last Christmas time on last year, and it's great.
I need to start on the video at least. If I work on it just half an hour every night or 1 hour every night, I'll have it finished in a couple of weeks. But it takes such a long time, and I have hours and hours of video footage from when I was in New Zealand last year. Gosh, we're all talked out.
Yes. Oh, it's the first time that we have such a silence.
I know. I don't think we've ever been
What's
this
happened?
Quiet.
What's
so
happened?
We've discussed the book. Oh, I went on a wine tasting yesterday. No, not yesterday, Saturday.
Ah, yes, when you finished naked and upperly drunk in the center of the little city of Modoa. Yes?
I wasn't drunk, I was merry, and I wasn't naked. It's far too cold to be naked. And I don't hate humanity. Why would I be naked? I don't hate the world that much. I wouldn't put them through that.
So it's good to explain to our listeners there's good wine.
It was really, there was some really good wine. There was also some crappy wine too. I'm not a connoisseur.
Yes, because you have to say that sometimes you buy wine, a bottle of wine, of 1 euro and a half.
Okay,
so
not
what
often.
Can you
not
expect?
If I'm cooking with wine, or if I'm desperate, a desperate alcoholic,
no,
then
no,
sure.
No, you
but
didn't say that it
no,
was
no,
for
what
cooking.
What I tried to do...
Don't change the reality,
okay,
you mean.
Okay, I'll be honest. Thank you for putting me in this situation. Making me look like a cheap drunk.
Yes, and after the cheap whiskey, okay, Gavin?
Okay, yeah.
And the ethanol after, okay?
Ethanol. That's Friday night drinks. Ethanol shots. Can I offer you some ethanol? Oh. Well, I'm drinking some cheap whiskey at the moment. So. Yeah. See, you're all great artists, you know, they struggle.
Yes. Okay.
What was I talking about now?
Of the bottle of wine of 1 euro and a half.
Oh, yeah,
that
okay.
That you're supposed to use for cooking, but in fact you have a theory that you have to try first the cheaper wine to check it if they are really disgusting. And
as you know, I am a quarter Dutch, you know,
yes,
and
yes.
You being Belgian, that
yes,
means
I understood.
That means that I am one quarter absolutely tight with money, no? So that means that I have to. I try to find good value for money when I'm buying wine. You know, I will never spend 12 euro on a bottle of wine or 15 euro because I can't taste the difference between that and a 6 euro bottle of wine. So I try to see how close I can get to...
Yes, but between 6 euro and 1 euro and a half, you feel the difference?
There's a difference. I can taste the difference there. But what I try to do is get as close to 3 euro as possible and still have a decent, reasonably decent bottle of wine. It doesn't have to be Chateau Legoupenair.
Yes, you will not have it for such price.
I've got close. I've got close. I've never had a good wine for 3 euro, but I've got close. I've got close to an acceptable wine, asterisk, for 3 euro.
Mm. And what about the whiskey of 7 euro?
That wasn't so good. That tasted like aftershave.
Oh!
Eau de toilette.
Yes, eau de toilette. Yeah. Yes, you can use both utilities.
Yes, you can.
You can drink and wash it.
I can end up smelling like half of the people at work.
And what are the price of such of alcohol in America?
I don't know. Any Americans listening, tell us the price of alcohol for a 700 milliliter... Oh, they don't use milliliters. What's 700 mils in fluid octagoglets or whatever they use there? I don't know.
You have to train, Gavin.
I have
to just things.
Well, for my next visit to America.
Perhaps, no? If sometimes
if
you
I go
want
back to America.
Go there. Yes. So, and. But you didn't find the solution. Milliliters?
Well.
Oh, wait. Okay. For one bottle, it's not. It's easy to understand.
Let's say 40 ounce. That's 700 mils, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hang on, I have my phone.
It's a good question. No.
Americans listening, how much is 40 ounces?
We answer, yes. Oh, but there is a problem of your phone.
Yes. ever since I rooted my phone, sometimes it turns on upside down.
Yes.
But other than that, it's fine.
Okay.
Hang on. Convert 40 ounces to milliliters. Oh, no, okay.
What is it?
That's 1.1, almost 1.2 liters. Mm-hmm. That's not right. Okay, hang on.
No, but okay.
Hang on, is that fluid ounces? Oh, I don't know.
Too complicated.
Convert 700 mils to American units. Whatever they use. It's not working. Go. Go.
Just do it.
I'm sorry, let me press go. Okay, here we go. 700 mils to American units. Imperial pints? No, that doesn't sound right.
And?
Cups?
Don't forget that we make a radio, okay?
Fluid ounces. Podcast. They use fluid ounces. Not, okay. Hang on. We're getting there.
Okay, no. It was only a question given.
Fluid ounces.
Shh, be quiet.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Hang on.
What's...
Oh, there's... there's
what
been,
is that? There, strange, what
there's
is
that? Been a, there's been a problem in conversion here.
So...
It seems to think I've said 700 cubic thousandths of an inch equals 3.879 times 10 to the power of minus 7 fluid ounces.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's not... That's not
my question is more simple. A bottle of wine, okay? What is the price?
Ah, here we go. 23.67 US fluid ounces. One bottle of wine. Oh, no, 750 is a bottle of wine.
750?
No, 700
is for
a whiskey.
And also 750 for a bottle of wine or so.
Okay, well, let's go
it's
with
not
wine.
1 liter. 1 liter, it's only for not good wine.
Okay, so 750 mils is 25.3 US fluid ounces. There you go. Remember that, Jack. I'll be quizzing you later. 25.3
yes,
fluid ounces.
It was not the best part of the podcast, I
it's,
give
it. It is putting people to sleep. I apologize.
You have to wake up, I give it. So, my question was only because if you have already was in America, you
I was,
know.
Yeah.
No, so, and for a beer, for example, what is the price for a beer?
I don't know what this beer sizes in. Again, Americans listening, tell us what size your beers come in.
Because, a glass of beer, you mean?
Because you'd get here in Slovakia, you'd have half a litre or a litre in a glass. In the UK or New Zealand, you'd have a pint.
Yes.
How do they serve beer in America?
For a little beer, Gavin.
A little beer?
Yes.
A beer-litch cup?
No, a little, yes. A normal beer.
well, everything's bigger in America. So.
Oh. Wait.
This is
bigger?
This is not a penis joke.
I wasn't thinking on your... I'm not focused on the men, Gavin.
No, but... So, well, okay, in my experience,
yes,
the breasts were larger in America too.
Wow,
yes.
Okay. You are red.
I am going red. Yeah, you actually noticed that. That just made me, I made myself embarrassed. It's really hot in here. Where's
yes.
that piece of paper? Hang on. I can blow some wind on myself. Okay,
yes.
I'm good now.
Take your water again.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
You're
like a teenager again.
Okay, good. Right. Oh, yeah. 23 minutes.
Okay.
We should probably wrap this up. Hang on, not 23, sorry, 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
I was looking upside down.
Because it's a good point to...
30 minutes is
a good
time
focus,
to wrap it up.
A good focus to finish.
Yeah, now that I've flustered.
The
yeah.
limit of the breast and, you know, in
yeah.
America.
Enlarged,
great.
Engorged. Oh, God, engorged.
My God.
let's just end this. This is a disaster. All right, okay, thank
no,
you.
No,
right.
It's good.
Please leave a comment underneath. If you want to get a PDF copy of my book, let me know. And give me advice on what I should do next.
Or bring us photography or picture about what is very big in America. You can also post, yes?
Everything's bigger in America. All right, I'm going to take a photo of me with the book, and you can pose
oh,
next
no,
to it.
Promotion.
Promotion.
Okay,
that
okay,
will be the,
promotion.
That will be the header for this this
I
podcast.
I will take it. I will make.
Oh, okay. Is this going to be
no,
me?
No, I will. I will bring it.
But look, we have people at the next table. They're not doing anything. They're just drinking coffee.
No, they're working, Gavin.
They're not working. Everyone with a laptop in a cafe is pretending to work. You know that.
Okay. No. really not so simple. So,
all right. Well, let's take a photo.
You know that you have in the paper, like in American film, when they have a bottle of alcohol.
They always have it in this
know?
Brown paper, yes. Don't they? Yeah. Well, this is my alcohol. It's like, you know.
Oh, very intellectual.
This is my drug.
Okay.
Creation.
Okay. So.
All right. Let's end it. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, you say something, and I'll say something.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.